This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What matters is, you know, who the listeners are. It always has, always will, and that will never change. Because that is an important aspect of what we do around here. Anyways, today's Friday, March the 29th of 2024, day 89th of the year, and only 277 days to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big as we get to do all the fun stuff that we get to do over there. That's the portion that I look at. Because if I wasn't looking at that, what would I be looking at? Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Anyway, so let's talk about it. So it is Freeform Friday. So what does that mean? That means we're going to sit back today and kind of talk a little bit about everything that we did not get to talk about during the week. And you're going to be like, hold on, that should be quite a bit because you didn't show up on a good old whip them out Wednesday. So yeah, that could get weird. So we'll have to talk about some of that stuff. There is no doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we let you know how you can get in here? Callinradio.com will be the easiest way to do so. You go to callinradio.com. You give us a little messaging system once you get into that web browser. You can text message. You can audio message. You can video message if you're so inclined to do so. I'm quite awful at checking anything that you post on social media until post. So that becomes an issue for some. And that's okay because those things happen. It looks like a lot of people enjoyed the toe talk yesterday. Some people seem to be a little bit confused on what I was talking about when I started talking about toes. Some people really took it to an extreme. It was a toe question and not a foot fetish question, which kind of got weird. And then the other side when we started talking about it is toe stood for theory of everything. Not just like a actual toe, like toe-toe. Yeah, you got it. So that's kind of it. So call-in radio, that's a portion. Our show right here, we talk about safety in the news and safety if you're new here, just so you know what is going on. That way there's no confusion of what do you do? So there you go. So with that being said, why don't we start talking real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think that that's going to be important for some peeps.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the end, an update of last week's brazen prison attempt in Idaho and a competing investigation into the week's disastrous bridge collapse. We'll talk about that. Yeah, some people were kind of shocked that I hadn't mentioned it. Not that I didn't realize what was going on, so we kind of figured that we probably needed to talk about that today because I wanted more context. Because context is king, if you have not heard. Also, the explainer of the mounting accusations against Sean Combs. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, Olivia Colman gives up on her favorite role. And the king gives an Easter address. So we'll talk about that as we get into some royales. So just for information purposes. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's talk real quick to Mark Mayfield about what the hell is going on inside of the world. That way he can give you the latest news sources of everything that's going on and we can get that moving. So if you're good, I'm good, and we'll get everything moving for you on this very weird Friday. And let me explain why I say weird Friday. I guess I'll do that before we start talking to Mark. If you are not aware of this, here in the U.S., it's Good Friday. I don't know how they celebrate it other places. I'm just letting you know. So it's Good Friday. So some people are working. Some people are not working. You know, I have to come in here and work. So I look at it and go, okay, cool. Let's hang out. I mean, so if you're off, great for you. I mean, I know that there's been some times where it's vice versa, where it's the other way around. So with that being said, maybe you're in that weird spot where you get to go in today for 4 hours. I don't even understand the purpose of that. For that, give me the day off, you know? So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of movement making it. So let's do this. Let's talk to Mark Mayfield and let's get into the news because I think it's going to be important to do.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling on Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. Donald Trump is honoring a fallen NYPD officer. Trump attended police officer Jonathan Diller's wake on Long Island yesterday. The former president said it was a sad event and called for law and order.
It's such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug.
The 31-year-old officer was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of a police officer and other charges. The Biden administration has approved $60 million in emergency relief funds for Maryland following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The funds were approved after a request from Governor Wes Moore. The emergency funds provide an initial down payment to help Maryland manage ongoing disruptions to traffic, supply chains, and daily life, and it's the first step in a joint effort to reconstruct the Key Bridge. Christopher Nolan is being honored by King Charles. Lisa Taylor explains.
This is a national emergency.
The Oppenheimer and Batman director will become Sir Christopher Nolan, and his producing partner and wife is receiving the same, becoming Dame Emma Thomas. This comes just after Oppenheimer swept the Oscars. Charles is also bestowing the honor upon Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And authorities say dozens are dead after a bus in South Africa plunged off a bridge Thursday. The bus was headed to an Easter festival in Limpopo when the bus driver reportedly lost control. The bus fell about 55 yards down before catching fire. Officials say 45 people were killed and only one passenger, an 8-year-old, survived. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
The Republican Party is not retaliating against NBC for firing its former chairwoman. Brian Shook explains.
On Thursday, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said that NBC won't face consequences from the party over the firing of former chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. He insisted the Republican Party needed to use any platform available to spread its message. NBC News hired McDaniel as a commentator weeks after she resigned from her position at the RNC. She was fired by NBC 2 days after her first appearance on Meet the Press, after pundits on the network protested her presence on their shows. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden's star-studded fundraiser in New York Thursday raked in over $25 million. Biden was joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, as well as celebrities like Stephen Colbert, Queen Latifah, and Lizzo. Ticket prices started at $250, but some of the night's largest contributors donated up to $500,000. The fundraiser capped a long day of campaigning for Biden, Obama, and Clinton. Donald Trump is seeking to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds. Trump's lead attorney argued in court yesterday the indictment should be thrown out because the former president's actions related to the 2020 election were political speech and advocacy protected by the First Amendment.
Statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith of protected speech.
Trump and 18 others were indicted by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis for their alleged efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 election defeat in the state. And the U.S. military says it shot down 4 drones launched by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Officials released a statement saying the drones presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the Red Sea. The unmanned drones were allegedly aimed at a coalition vessel and an American warship before they were shot down. No injuries or damage were reported to the U.S. or coalition ships. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs, dietitian approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm. Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that, bringing you info that you might have not cared about, but that's okay. That's the name of the game of the stuff that we do. So anyways, let's talk about the shit list real quick, because that is what we do around here on Fridays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. You get it, about 5 days a week. So let's talk about this. Sam Pinkman Freed will spend at least 25 years in prison. Through his lawyers say that they'll continue to appeal the conviction. In a bizarre sentencing hearing, the disgraced crypto dork said that on his own defense that he could have saved FTX from collapse given a few weeks of time, but acknowledged that the shady in-house hedge firm would not have survived. He did not explicitly apologize to the pain that he caused for the exchange customers, though he did acknowledge some of their suffering. In response, Judge Lewis Kaplan said that his decades in the courtroom, that he had never seen a performance like SBF's while he took the stand in his own defense late last year. Kaplan pointed out that SBF's evasiveness, hair-splitting technicalities, and requests that prosecutors rephrase their questions as examples. So up next, the Bureau of Prisons will decide where SBF formally begins his sentencing. But Kaplan said that he would recommend that SBF gets locked up in San Francisco near his parents. So I guess if you had to say there was anything nice out of it, that was the nice part. At least it's close to where your parents are. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird one. So take a look at it that way. Also, in some follow-up, 4 people have been charged in connection of last week's attack that helped spring an Idaho inmate from custody during a medical transfer. The escaped convict, Skyler Mead, and the gunman who helped initially free him, Nicholas Umpire, were recaptured the day after the escape. They're also connected to, but not formally charged with, the murder of 2 elderly men in northern Idaho hours after the escape. Now the owner of the car used to facilitate the escape from the police custody has been charged with aiding and abetting an escaped 27-year-old Tia Garcia, reported that the vehicle missing to the police after hours of the shootout instructors based on the text messaging record. After also facing Tonya Huber, a woman accused of driving the getaway truck containing Mead when he was later busted. She also is facing charges of eluding police and drug possession. This is according to AP, so this is according to the Associated Press. So, with that being said, what do you think here? What do you think about the info? It gets weird. It gets weird. I mean, what were you thinking? Did you think you were going to escape and get out of it? I mean, it sounds that way, so there you go. Anyway, Singapore has launched its own investigation into Francis Scott Key Bridge disaster, since the ship responsible for the crash is registered to a Singapore-based company. The current working theory is the ship called the Dali lost power while exiting Baltimore Harbor on a route bound to Sri Lanka and subsequently smashed into one of the bridge supports. Singapore Transport Minister said that in a statement that they will determine whether the ship broke any of its laws as a result of the crash. Okay, hold on. How would the ship break a law? I mean, I want you to hear the wording there. If the ship broke a law. I mean, are we talking about any of the other portions of the disaster, of the loss of the power, regaining of the power, loss of the power again, the Mayday call that was taking place prior to? Are we in that portion yet, or are we still kind of holding off with some of that, or am I kind of speaking out of school here? I'll put it to you this way. I was hanging out with a close friend of mine earlier this week, and it was interesting to hear people calling from the NTSB. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I just did. Asking some questions about this potential incident and some theories of an investigation on that need to be done. So, I think that you're going to start seeing very soon. I will tell you before the end of the year, we will probably start showing and teaching people proper investigation techniques, because it was kind of weird taking a look around on how some investigations are not known how to be done, not to coming from the NTSB, I'm just saying in general, in regards on how things should happen. So, maybe that is something that we start looking at as we do move forward. Anyways, take a listen to this. Three major companies. Matter of fact, let's do this real quick. Going back to the previous comment.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Three major American companies are partnering with a drone delivery startup called DroneUp to further revolutionize the on-demand economy revolution. Walmart, Chick-fil-A, and 7-Eleven stores are part of the pilot program with a startup company called Drone New Systems. Here's how it works. A customer orders online. The company fulfills the order, whether it's a box of pens or a chicken sandwich. Then an employee then affixes the barcode sticker to the order and places it in a locker about the size of a parking space. Really the size of a parking space? Which DroneUp calls DBX. A drone then programmatically dispatches the locker if it's already waiting for landing on the pad on top. Once the drone is assigned and the machinery inside the DBX loads up the drone then proceeds to drop the package at the customer's location. Likewise, DBX Hub can be used to pick up location in densely populated areas, specifically college's campuses. I thought I was going to say college dorms, because that was going to get weird quick. So what do you think here? Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to get very weird. So DroneUp has begun testing this technology in Virginia and in Dallas, and exceeds these trial companies to deploy the service and markets before the end of the year. This is according to, of course, DroneUp and Axis. So, I mean, I'll tell you, I was just in Texas. If I would have known that this was going down, I would have probably taken my ass up to Dallas just for the sake and purposes of seeing this in person, because I'm kind of a weirdo when it comes to stuff like that. No doubt about that. Not the weirdo part, just in regards to wanting to know things. No, seriously, I'm not joking. I get very intrigued by tech that I haven't seen before. It just kind of goes that way. Anyways, take a listen. A Bud Light tries to claw its way back into dominance for the American beer market. They'll face another hurdle following the decreased demand of beer last year. Retailers are giving them less space in the summer for their product. Bloomberg reports that Anheuser-Busch has lost about 15% of its overall retail slots, getting opportunities to sell its Bud Light and Budweiser flagship products. Competitors Molson Coors, which produces Coors and Miller products, says that it saw shelf space grow by corresponding 10% over the last year. So what happened to the 5%? If, Anheuser-Busch lost 15, Coors gained 10. What is the 5%? I'm being serious. I would like to know. Is it, what is that mix of tequila and the other stuff? I can't even think what it is. Mezcal. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mezcal. Anyways, worth noting, the shelf spaces does not necessarily impact beer sales at events. Typically at venues with major beer sponsors, typically only sells one on one or other products. This is according to Bloomberg. So there you go. What do you think? I think it's interesting. I don't know. What do you do with the space? I mean, what other liquor would you put there? Maybe that's the question to ask. I don't know. What is your, anyways, do you have a beer choice? I have a beer of choice. It's called Not Doing It because, you know, a beer is quite nasty, but that's my opinion. Doesn't necessarily mean that it aligns with your opinion of it. That's just kind of the way that it goes. So let's talk about this real quick. The Dow added about 47 points to close at 39,807 on Thursday. The S&P increased by 5 points to close at 5,254. And the NASDAQ slipped about 20 points to close at 16,379. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $86 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.53 on Thursday. Bitcoin increased more than 1.7% on Thursday, trading around $70,700. There was more than 4,550 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than 65 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for, let's see, $20 million jackpot or a $9.5 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $935 million jackpot or a $449.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I guess it is the opportunity to do so. Okay, so I did talk about this at the top of the hour, that we would talk about the Sean Combs stuff. If you're not familiar with Sean Combs, Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever the hell you want to call him, has been making the news in regards to some things that are happening. So let's talk about this. There's so much controversy and allegation of horrific behavior surrounding Sean Diddy Combs. It's hard to keep it all straight, but here's what we know. Last November, Combs settled a lawsuit accusing him of abuse and sex trafficking the day that it was filed. Days later, two more complainants filed separate lawsuits alleging sexual assault and revenge porn, suggesting that Combs and extensive video footage of coerced non-consensual sexual acts, those suits remain pending. On December the 6th, another suit accused Combs of raping a 17-year-old girl back in 2003. In February, one of Combs' music producers, Rodney Jones, filed an extensive lawsuit accusing Combs, his employees, and even his sons of human and drug trafficking, sexual assault, and a handful of other delectable crimes. On Tuesday, Jones amended his lawsuit and named Cuba Gooding Jr. as a defendant, alleging that Gooding Jr. forced himself on Jones. Among other jaw-dropping claims, Jones alleges that he has recorded evidence of Combs admitting to murder. In a tragically ironic twist, Jones says that he has a recording because of Combs insisted he frequently be recorded by Jones. While there has not been a formal criminal charges filed yet by the government, multiple sources across a variety of outlets have suggested that this week a raid of the focus of seizing footage from security cameras placed around his property. Jones' lawsuit alleges that Combs keeps hidden cameras in every room in his house and imply that he uses this footage to blackmail people, both against victims and perpetrators of unspeakable crimes. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and that will more than likely be a more horrifying and long and industry behaving investigation going forward. So there you go. Take a listen to this. Also, meanwhile, in family court, among the people identified in Rodney Jones' lawsuit, Daphne Joy, who shares a son with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Joy is mentioned but not named as a defendant for being paid a monthly fee as one of Combs' sex workers. In light of the suit, Jackson has filed for sole custody of the 11-year-old son. This is according to U.S. Weekly. So I'm mentioning this because I said I was going to talk about it. And like I said, it's Freeform Friday, so we're going to talk a little bit about everything because that's what we do. But man, does that that story get all convoluted in regards to that. And of course, I always tell people innocent until proven guilty. But man, that is a rough day in the office when you start talking about stuff like that. No doubt about that. So right in two places at one time. Kind of a hard thing to say, okay, not much is going on when you're seeing a double raid. So, and it, you know that it was planned in regards to the raid taking place at the time that it did, just the way that it works. That way there's no escaping. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about the road to the White House, because I think that's going to be important to hear for some.
Road to the White House 2024. A new poll shows President Biden gaining ground against Donald Trump in six swing states. Michael Kastner has more.
The latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll shows a significant shift in Wisconsin, where Biden now leads Trump after trailing him by 4 points in February, and in Pennsylvania, where the candidates are now tied after Trump held a 6-point lead last month. Biden has also gained ground in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and North Carolina. About 5,000 registered voters were surveyed for the poll, which has a 3% margin of error.
Meantime, President Biden held a major fundraiser in New York City last night and was joined by former Presidents Clinton and Obama. In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, thank you, Brian Shook, for that information right there on what is going on. Take a listen to this real quick. Godzilla is crushing it at the box office. Godzilla and Kong, the new empire, has already made $8 million in the opening weekend just on the Thursday preview alone. Deadline says it's the second best preview ever for Warner Brothers monster movie. Godzilla and Kong is expected to make over $50 million in U.S. theaters this weekend and about $135 million worldwide. It is the latest string of successful franchise movies, including Dune Part 2, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. I don't know what you're doing in the box. Are you going to the box office this weekend? I mean, there's always an opportunity to do that. Also, take a listen to this. Detroit, Michigan. 3,000 alleys have now been cleaned in the city of Detroit. Rita Ross and Russell Woods Sullivan community was very pleased with the city's efforts after decades of alleys being ignored.
Enforcement is the most difficult thing there is. Yeah. And so if somehow we can get better enforcement, we wouldn't have these problems.
Okay, trimmers and machines have heard the crews were cleaning an alley in Buena Vista Street. The City Alley Cleanup Program launched back in 2020, and the city removed around 15,000 tires and cleared nearly 15 million square feet to date. Alleys are selected on recommendation from neighborhoods associations and registered block clubs. There's a registered block club? Man, I'm living in the wrong place. Zach Beers with Detroit Blight and Remediation Division says it's hit the landmark with an alley cleanup.
The 3,000 alley being cleaned today, we've removed around 15,000 tires. We've cleaned around 15 million square feet.
So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. As you know, the things are going on as life goes on, dear John. Anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freeform Friday, so why don't we do this? Because I think you're going to want to hear what's going on.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
Major story news in Brussels. I'm Sean Kett. It's been 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges, which he denies. Earlier this week, his detention was extended with no trial date in sight. Julia Chapman reports.
On March 29th last year, Evan Gershkovich was on a reporting trip in central Russia when he was apprehended by the security services. The now 32-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter became the first U.S. journalist to be charged with espionage since the Cold War. Gershkovich, the journal, and the U.S. government have all denied that he is a spy. At a hearing on Tuesday, Gershkovich's detention was extended until the end of June. Speaking outside the courtroom, U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy said he had shown remarkable resilience and strength. Russia says it's open to a prisoner swap, but only after a verdict has been reached in his case. There's no indication of when a trial might begin. In London, Julia Chapman.
After the US and Germany, the United Nations has also reacted to the arrest of an Indian opposition leader. The UN says it hopes, quote, everyone's rights are protected in India in an election this year. Priyata Brajbasi has more.
A spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it hopes political and civil rights in India and other countries holding elections are protected in an atmosphere that is free and fair. Remarks by US and Germany encouraging free and transparent legal process in Arvind Kejriwal's arrest drew sharp criticism from New Delhi this week. India said it expected democracies to respect each other's internal matters. Experts say the arrest of a prominent opposition leader a few weeks before national elections has increased international scrutiny of Mr. Modi's government, which has been accused time and again of using federal machinery to crack down on opposition parties. On Thursday, Mr. Kejriwal's custody was extended by another 4 days. Priyata Brajbasi in New Delhi.
China has lifted its punitive tariffs on Australia's wine exports from Friday. The Australian government said the outcome affirms its, quote, calm and consistent approach and would push for an end to the remaining Chinese tariffs, such as those on lobster and beef. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Australian winemakers are gearing up, but it will take time for wine to make it over from Australia to China. In the 3 years since the tariffs on Australian wine were in place, demand for wine in China has gone down. The national president of the Australia-China Business Council said while more established winemakers would be keen to jump back into the China market, smaller ones would still have to make a decision about whether or not to go back to China. The highly anticipated announcement saw China end tariffs as high as 200% on Australian wine amid a diplomatic spat. A foreign ministry spokesman said China stands ready to continue stepping up dialogue and cooperation with Australia while shelving differences. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at Donald Trump's get-out-of-jail-free card, at least as far as his finances are concerned. His Truth Social platform has made its debut on New York financial markets after it began publicly trading on Tuesday. A rush to market, given the former president's financial travails, but it has nonetheless made him a multi-billionaire. His 79 million shares in Truth Social are worth at least $7 billion at current rates. And while he cannot sell any of them for the next 6 months, he can absolutely use that collateral as value to raise financing, helpful at a time when he needs to lodge a $175 million bond in his civil fraud trial. Dan Alexander is senior editor at Forbes magazine.
Well, something's worth what people are willing to pay for it. And there are a lot of people right now who are extremely excited about the idea that they can buy stock and therefore become sort of a business partner of Donald Trump. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with the financials. It doesn't have much to do with the future of the company. There's no serious stock analyst who would say that this valuation makes sense. But nonetheless, if enough people are excited about something, then what you have is mania.
He spoke to America's PBS. Analysts warn Truth Social's fundamentals are very uncertain and a bubble could be forming around the stock that may eventually burst. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here, but for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Coming across Safety FM and Radio Big, depending on what format you're listening. You could be watching the video. You could be listening to the audio. You could be streaming on the broadcast networks. The option's yours. I mean, I guess the more the merrier, right? Isn't that the way that it works? I love the long pause of the song, by the way. Anyways, this is the 55 by Guspy. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. You know, it's a little mellow drama. It's kind of how we do it. Yeah, sit back and relax. Take a listen to some of these tunage. You know, it's Good Friday for some. Some people say it's always good when it's Friday, but that's a whole other conversation for a different time. So give this one a little downloady-ody action, a little streamer action if you'd like. We would like to thank Guspy for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, there you go. Little action going on right there. Okay, so let's get back into the world of things to talk about, because I think that's kind of what we do around here. I think we talk a lot. I think we talk some. So there you go. Anyways, let me tell you real quick about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. This is going to be the most important thing that I tell you in my lifetime. There is no doubt about that. And no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can improve. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. They call it Tuwala. Yeah, just in case, Tuwala.com. So you go to Tuwala.com or TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. That's the section that's on the far right-hand side of the website. Once you get there, all kinds of information, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, resources, just to name a few. So that's all you have to do is go there and read the information, see what's there, and then move on from there. That's it. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Okay? Think about it. If you're going through some struggles, good place to be. Their helplines are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they even have some international stuff right there as we are speaking. To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. So let's get into the move and the groove of stuff because we still have some things to talk about. It is Freeform Friday, so let's not waste a lot of time. Anyways, New Yorkers still in need of safety glasses ahead of the solar eclipse are in luck. Jonathan O'Halloran has more.
Brooklyn and Queens Public Library systems will have solar eclipse glasses on hand for anyone who still needs a pair beginning today. They'll be available while supplies last. The glasses come as part of a partnership with the National Esports Association, who launched a campaign encouraging citygoers to watch the eclipse safely on April 8th. The eclipse is set to take place at 3:16 in the afternoon that day. The next solar eclipse after next week to be visible in New York won't come until 2079. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Wow, 2079. Good luck to those who make it all the way to that timeline. Anyways, the company that employed workers who were on the Key Bridge when it collapsed would like them to be remembered. Bronner Builders Executive Vice President Jeffrey Pritzker has sent a letter to Maryland Governor Wes Moore requesting that a memorial plaque with the names of the victims to be placed at the entrance of the bridge once it is built.
Families, to the spouses, to the children, to see the names up there, see their family, their loved ones memorialized. I think it would be a wonderful thing. And you can never bring anybody back, but at least you can preserve the memory in that fashion.
Okay, six employees of the company were on the bridge when it was struck by a cargo vessel overnight on Tuesday, sending 8 people into the water. 2 workers were rescued. Divers recovered bodies of 2 others on Wednesday's efforts to recover. The remaining 4 will continue when conditions are safe. So there you go. Police are looking for 3 men who they say are responsible for at least 6 robberies through Manhattan and the Bronx. Jonathan O'Halloran has more.
Hit all 6 stores between Monday and Wednesday of this week and made off with over $3,000 in cash. In all of the incidents, at least one of the men produces a firearm and demands cash from the clerk behind the counter. In all but one of the stores, the group was successful in getting away with cash. No one was hurt in any of the robberies. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan, for that. Take a listen to this. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that he is thankful for the Biden administration has approved $60 million in emergency relief funds so the state can begin the recovery from the Key Bridge collapse. During a Thursday evening press conference, Governor Moore outlined 4 priorities as its state moves forward, and starting with those who lost loved ones in the collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because it is our obligation to bring a sense of closure to these families.
The second is clearing the channel and opening the port vessel traffic. The third is taking care of everyone affected in the crisis. And the fourth is rebuilding the bridge. The governor says that recovering the disaster will not take hours. It will not take days. It will not take weeks, but it will take a very long road ahead. Governor Wes Moore also is going to be a very long recovery in the build process, is what he's saying.
This work will not take hours. This work will not take days. This work will not just take weeks. We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
I think the speechwriters could have done a little bit better than that. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm just saying. Also, Governor Wes Moore explains the magnitude of the task given to the size of the cargo ship.
Bali is almost as long as the Eiffel Tower, and the Dali has the Key Bridge on top of it. We're talking 3,000 to 4,000 tons of steel that's sitting on top of that ship.
I think we got that from the beginning, but I think that it's good for the breakdown. But man, it got weird there. I feel like it got weird. I'm just saying. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this real quick. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamort is directing all flags to fly at half staff on Friday in honor of former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman. Mark Mayfield has the story.
Political giant of Connecticut died Wednesday in New York City following complications from a fall. Lieberman served in the U.S. Senate for more than 2 decades and was the Democratic nominee for vice president in 2000 under Al Gore. He was also Connecticut's attorney general from 1983 to 1988 and a state senator before winning election to the U.S. Senate. Governor Lamont is directing U.S. and state flags to be lowered to half staff from sunrise to sunset on the same day as Lieberman's funeral in his hometown of Stamford. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information right there. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and talk about the Motivation Minute, because we need to be motivated from time to time about the things that are going on, because it is rough sometimes. Take a listen to this.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Sarah. Malcolm X said, "Be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hands on you, send him to the cemetery." Wow, that's quite the quote. I can relate to this a bit, though. When I was a kid, there were 3 boys in our family and 3 girls in our family. I'm number 3, right in the middle. We had other kids in the neighborhood, and we had a fight or 2. My dad told us, never start a fight, but it's okay to finish the fight. Now, that happened a time or 2. Thank goodness it was never as serious as our quote from Malcolm X, but it did build some character for sure. My younger brother and I were in wrestling and later in boxing, but I was never really a fighter. But I could if I needed to.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Doctors say colorectal cancer is steadily rising among younger adults across the country. Lucinda Kay with more.
The American Cancer Society says diagnoses for colorectal cancer are up roughly 25% since 1995 for people younger than 55. Dr. Darren Segal is the director of gastrointestinal oncology at Scripps Clinic. He tells ABC 10, do not ignore the symptoms just because they show up in younger people. Things like a change in bowel habits, blood and stool, belly pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss. Colorectal cancer is now the number one cause of cancer-related death for men under 50 and the number two cause for women.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's recovering from surgery after getting a pacemaker implanted. The actor and former California governor saying that he went through this surgery last week. Schwarzenegger has had three open-heart surgeries in the past and says scar tissue from the last one caused an irregular heartbeat. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Little is known about Barabbas, the insurrectionist and murderer Governor Pilate freed instead of Jesus. In truth, Barabbas's anonymity suits him well, for he represents every member of our fallen race. In the truest sense, the cross upon which Jesus died was intended for each of us. Our sins fashioned that cross, and it was there we should have died. But God had a better plan. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. That's 1 Peter 2. Lord Jesus, hear our confession and save us. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 56 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as we take a look around. Back in 2019, Democrat activist Lucy Flores accuses Joe Biden of sexual harassment, including unwanted kissing and touching. She said that Biden made the advances while the two were campaigning in Nevada in 2014. Flores called for the interaction awkward and disturbing. Biden, who was vice president at the time of the incident, said that it was never his intention to make Flores feel uncomfortable. Okay, kissing and touching, unwanted kissing and touching, okay. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Let's see. Altiana de la Hoya. Yeah, that she turns 25. Aaron Piper, 27. Jennifer Capriti turns 48. Lucy Lawless turns 56. Elle McPherson turns 60. Jill Gucker turns 60 as well. Maggie Bard turns 65. Brendan Gleeson, 69. Martina Sirst turns 69 as well. And Walt Frazier turns 79. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. Why would we not have some of those? So as I take a look, it's Good Friday, International Mermaid Day, World Piano Day, National, Smoke and Mirrors Day, National Lemon Chieftain Cake Day, and Pay It Forward Day. Hold on. There is a day designed to pay it forward. Like, that is the day to talk about. Because that's weird. I mean, you would think that everybody would know just to pay it forward. Not that there has to be a precise day for it. But hey, whatever. I mean, whatever works, I get it. Anyway, so let's do this. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. If your parents didn't use words like gallivanting, you didn't really run the streets, though. I'm just saying. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the best and then get it? Hold on. What is your best and then it gets worse story? Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Women were asked about this most immature things guy do. Passing gas came in first, burping came in second, and what was third? Always wanting to eat fast food. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively if you want to come hang out over there. Or you can hang out on Safety FM and listen to Sheldon Primus talk about the world of safety consulting. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. In the day where you don't run into any problems, you can be assured that you are traveling in the wrong path. Think about that. Anyways, thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you. Mean it and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.